And Hits 96, we are Chattanooga's number one hit music station. We are chatting it up with Chatted Up Sports. Gentlemen, thank you again for coming in and doing this with us. We appreciate it. Can't wait to kind of talk Olympics with you in the next couple Fridays. We have lots to go over and lots to cover. But let's start over here with Chase. What are you looking for most? 2024 games? What did you get in the draft? Actually, probably a better way of saying this, right? What did you get in the draft? Yeah. What will you be covering?
My second overall pick in the what we're going to cover and try to figure out along the way with the rest of the world is Olympic weightlifting.
Okay.
And we have somebody special right here from the Chattanooga area. And this girl is strong, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Strong.
Olivia Reeves.
Olivia Reeves, right. UTC's first, I think, Olympic athlete ever. So,
cool.
121 years of school here, she's in. So, Olivia actually has a chance. She has, like, 15 U.S. records and 9, like, world records. She's in the 71 kilograms, you know, those European numbers.
Mm-hmm.
She's one of those, but she's really strong. When I, as I mentioned, she's got a 260-pound snatch. Go watch this stuff if you've never seen these exercises before. And then a 331-pound clean and jerk.
Wow.
You boys can't do that.
Right.
So, and then we got a couple others. We got Ron Howard, former stud from Bradley Central. She's going to be in the 3-on-3 women's basketball. And then we have, I did not even know, but Brody Malone out of Somerville, Georgia in gymnastics. So he's another one of those 24-year-old jack dudes that's going to be doing flips and stuff.
Excellent. Nice. Very good. Let's move around here. Miggy?
Yeah, of course, man. So in my draft, I was able to get boxing, gymnastics, and skateboarding.
Awesome.
So I'm excited to cover some things that I'm really interested in. You know, of course, I'm.
There's a lot of laughing. I'm assuming these are categories that don't fit Miggy.
Brother, not at all.
Yeah. I mean, he did a little homage to Tony Hawk.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And, you know, he,
all right.
Little Lupe Fiasco kick push.
Well, it's actually interesting. Yesterday, I was able to talk to one of the women that's on the skateboarding team. Her name is Minna Stess, 18 years old, been doing professional skateboarding since she was 11.
Wow.
She was the first ever American woman to podium at a world championship.
Crazy.
And we were able to talk to her. She's from California, but I was able to connect with her, some connections that we made, and I was able to talk to her. She was actually headed out this morning to the Olympic Games.
Yeah,
so I know one of the skaters now.
It's going to be phenomenal. I'm going to put the research and the time in to make sure the listeners are educated.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a good time.
And gymnastics, Simone Biles?
Simone's going to come ready.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, yeah. I'm trying to be flexible like that one day. But, you know, I gotta lay off the chicken wings.
Little ways
to
go. Can you touch your toes?
Come on now. Fully.
Yeah, right.
Fully.
Let's see it.
All right. Gosh. There it is. And Gary, what did you get of the draft?
Man. All right. So my draft, I had the surfing. I had soccer. And
you had soccer, yep.
I originally
table
chose
tennis.
Yeah, archery. Yeah, that.
Yes.
Forget that.
Yeah,
I got to do ping pong, so table tennis. But, dude, the surfers, they're down in Tahiti. So they're like 10,000 miles away. And their Olympic village, a yacht.
I guess that makes sense that they're not going to be doing that in Paris.
Yeah.
I know, right?
Yeah, we're not
never really
Paris.
Thought about
it. Well, I looked that up. I was like, where the heck are we going to surf on the Seine? But no.
Not enough big waves in Monte Carlo?
Yeah, I don't know, man. Listen,
all right.
That would be kind of sick to have a Notre Dame behind you or Notre Dame, whatever you say it.
Keep us up to date on that. And then, Greg, what did you get? Whatever's left?
Yeah, well, I mean, shoot, I had the second pick. So Chase took the 5-on-5 basketball. I went 3-on-3 basketball. A former stud college player, Jimmer Fredette's on that team. So I was like, I want to watch Jimmer a little bit. And then I took golfing because I recently watched the Full Swing documentary. I know a lot of people probably watched that. And the latest season had the Ryder Cup in it, and it was so cool. And I didn't ever really watch the Ryder Cup, the USA versus the Europeans. And so I thought that would be kind of cool to get into that. And then I went with handball originally, and then Chase did some research and realized that the United States didn't actually qualify to be in the handball Olympics. So
see, we're learning stuff already.
Yeah, so I had to go. I ended up going with tennis. So we went. Garrett went table tennis. I took regular tennis.
Very cool. Yeah. Well, again, appreciate you guys doing this. I appreciate you stepping out of your comfort zones maybe a little bit to cover these Olympics for us, and we're going to look forward to it. So each couple Fridays now, every single time, if not all the guys, some of the guys will be joining me live on the air, and we'll discuss what our sports are representing, what are doing. We'll get some medal counts, any headlines that we want to cover. We'll make sure to keep you posted on all things
Did you
Olympics.
See Snoop Dogg walking around with the Olympic torch?
You got the torch?
Yes. That was
Absolutely.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Today.
See, those are the type of stuff that we're talking about here. You never know what you're going to learn. So make sure you tune in each and every Friday for a couple weeks here, and we will be having some fun. You guys are also going to be joining us at our Morgan Wallen event coming up on August 10th. You guys are going to be our special judges when it comes to our cornhole toss.
Nice.
I hear, Chase, that you are a pretty big cornhole player.
I'm coming to win.
You're coming to win?
I'm coming to win.
Well, you're one of the judges. But anyway.
Celebrity shot.
But that's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So you guys, you'll be able to meet the Chatted Up guys as we are at Southside Social, and we'll have some fun as we continue on. And I hope to next couple of weeks we get to know you guys a little bit better. And where can people go for the Chatted Up podcast? Where do they listen? How do they get to it?
Yeah, so it's all over whatever your podcasting platform is, whether it's Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, whatever it may be, at Chatted Up Sports, all over social media, on YouTube. You can watch, you know, we do video segments of it, or video shows of it as well. If you like the audio, have that. We have the video aspect. So there's a lot of different ways you can get involved with us. We're always trying to put out different clips on social media as well. So interact with us there. Like, that's kind of how you and I got, or us,
yeah.
You, us,
that's how you,
and you
that's
got
how you
in
do
touch.
It.
So,
right.
Yeah, just join us on social media. Like, that's where we're really trying to build that up and connect with the community and things like that. And we really appreciate you having us on, because I think this is a great way to connect with the community as well, because we all, maybe from different walks of life, Chase is the most local, but, I mean, we all have one thing in common, and that's loving Chattanooga.
Loving Chattanooga, and loving sports.
And loving sports, too. But we do love Chattanooga, and yes. We're excited to provide a sports, you know, content for this community after they lost ESPN Chattanooga. So please jump on, follow us all over social media, again, at Chatted Up Sports.
Yes, and you'll be able to get those details as well on our website, hits96.com. And if you follow Hits 96 Radio like you should, you'll also be linked up, and real easy to find Chatted Up Sports. Gentlemen, thank you guys so much for doing this, coming in today, and we'll talk to some of you guys next week when we come to the Olympics.
Yeah, thanks, brother.
Gino.
We appreciate it,
brother.
All right, it's Hits 96.